Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquette. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquette. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is hit by the pitch. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Runnels scores. Williams moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herzog. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Wertz moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is hit by the pitch. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Lump moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it and throws to second for the out. Snyder scores. Lump moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbuquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbuquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Daly covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin bunts towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Daly moves to second. One out. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to third. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbouquet covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbouquet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Daly, and towards Hamlin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Carey moves to second. One out. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Daly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 0 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Malzone is walked intentionally. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 2 in the game. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 2 in the game. Monbouquet bunts in front of the plate. Daly fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a fly ball into left field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field. Geiger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Daly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Seaborn moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geiger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 2 in the game. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbukett fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 3 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Monbukhet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukhet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbukhet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Monbukhet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Monbukhet covering, for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Carey reaches third base with a triple. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-4 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Runnels bunts between the mound and first base. Daly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Runnels for the out. Tasby moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Klimchuk pinch hits for Ken Hamlin. Luke Klimchuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klimchuk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson pinch runs for Luke Klimchuk. Marv Thronberry pinch hits for Bud Daly. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.